A federal judge in May struck down an exemption for the Tongass National Forest from the roadless rule. Senator Mark Begich says that exemption is important for timber mining and energy projects on the two forests and calls the roadless rule a bad fit for Alaska.
It's a one-size-fits-all, and the reality is Alaska is a unique situation, especially, as you know, with the Tongass, which is a critical area for our timber industry. And what little timber industry we have left, we think it's important that we exempt ourselves from the roadless rule and be able to, again, continue to do the work that we need to do with our industries, not only the timber industry, but all the work we do within the area.
Begich co-sponsored legislation exempting the Tongass and Chugach forests, along with Senator Lisa Murkowski. Congressman Don Young has introduced a companion bill in the House. In his May decision for the Tongass, the U.S. District Judge John Sedgwick listed a dozen hydropower, electrical intertie, transportation, and mining projects that can proceed even with the rule in place. However, Begich says that decision does not allow for future projects.
It mentions some of the hydro projects, but if you and I went back 15 years ago and took that list that the judge mentioned in his ruling, that list really didn't exist to the full extent that it does today. So you don't know what's in the future. And we have to have the flexibility and not be tied to some national scheme that really works against Alaska's interest. And the roadless rule on a national level works against Alaska's interest.
The roadless rule was implemented during the Clinton administration, and the Forest Service enacted the Tongass exemption during the Bush administration. The timber industry has opposed Tongass inclusion in the roadless rule and wants more timber offerings from Alaska's national forests. Meanwhile, environmental groups sued to include the Tongass in the roadless rule. Tom Waldo, a staff attorney with Earth Justice in Juneau, calls the legislation a bad deal for Southeast Alaska.
The roadless rule will help protect the backcountry parts of the Tongass that are important to people in this region for hunting, fishing, recreation, and tourism. But it still allows enough flexibility for new hydro projects, power lines, new mining, and other economic activity. The main thing the roadless rule does is it prevents building further logging roads and clear cuts out into remote parts of the forest.
Senator Begich says he'll look for the right legislation to attach this bill to. Members of Congress over the past decade have unsuccessfully introduced laws seeking either to repeal roadless restrictions or enact them into law. In addition to this latest exemption bill for the Tongass, there was another bill introduced back in April that seeks to release federal land studied but not recommended for wilderness designation from any roadless restrictions nationwide. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.